Hello.
Hi, Enzo. It's Michael from MMA Legal here. How are you?
Hi, Mikey. I am not too bad. I've been waiting for you to get a call. I think you've made an appointment with me.
Yeah, so what we've I'll just explain to you, Enzo, what we've got and where we're at. So we've got information back from Glasgow. Unfortunately, the information that we've got back so far is only to do with your adult records. So it goes into a domestic incident between yourself and an Elaine Miller.
Bill.
Can you hear me, buddy?
Hello.
Hi, Enzo. Can you hear me?
It's not a very good day line, by the way.
Yeah, no, my headphones aren't really working, to be honest with you.
Right.
I'm speaking to you through the speaker of the computer. So the information that we've got from Glasgow, Enzo, which we thought was your child records, is a incident from 2018 between yourself and a lady called Elaine Miller. Obviously, that's got no relation.
Elaine Miller?
Yeah.
What's that?
So domestic incident between Enzo Serapelia on the 18th of the 1st, 2018, details of incident, Enzo Serapelia and Elaine Miller were in a relationship for 10 months, on and off, and the relationship ended on Sunday the 14th of January 2018 due to being different people. Enzo contacted the police in relation to a text message received from his ex-partner, Elaine Miller.
Excuse me, what's this all about?
So this is the information that I've got back from Glasgow, which we thought was your records from care.
Oh, right, I see. You mean this was a complaint that I'd made against Elaine Miller? Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. So when we received that...
Well, I thought she had an allegation against me or something like that.
No, buddy, it's from an incident in 2018. So what we've done, we've wrote back to Glasgow telling them thank you for that, but it's not the information that we asked for. We asked for Enzo's time in care and all records relating to his time and care. So we're currently in communication with Glasgow trying to get them records off Glasgow for you, buddy. So I'll have an update for you probably in the next 10 days.
I thought that maybe you spoke the other day that this would be all settled before Christmas, mate.
It probably will do. There's that timeline's still very realistic, Enzo. We've got... Let me just go back and see what we've got back for you. Give me 2 seconds, buddy. So we've got all your information back from Greater Glasgow, NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. We've sent tons and tons of requesting your information from Glasgow to South Lanarkshire, to North Lanarkshire, to the Scottish Catholic Archives. We believe your information sits with Glasgow, Glasgow City Council, and we're in communication with them now to just retrieve that information from them, Enzo. So you give me 10 days, buddy, and hopefully I'll have a more clearer update for you. But that pre-Christmas timeline you were given by my colleague, James, that's definitely still definitely within our target.
Right, okay. Right.
Is that okay, Mr. Serapelia?
Yes. It's just that I felt as if, you know, my hopes were quite well built up Tuesday.
Yeah.
Firstly, right, when you phoned on Tuesday. Secondly, I was waiting for your appointment at 10 o'clock, which never happened either. And that was another failure. And I don't know if you know the way it works with victims from abuse. Basically, because of all the different letdowns that they've had, it's like a continuation of a legacy.
Yeah, I know.
So any professional company, if you just let me speak, please. Sorry, Mike.
Okay, buddy.
Any professional company, they can't let victims down, if you know what I mean, mate.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you the way it is way that a victim feels as well. I mean, I was the first victim from the school that came forward about St. Columbus, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, these people are depending on you and hoping on you as well that they can move forward with their lives. And I know that it might sound as if we're all just a wee number, by the way, but we're not. We're important to society, and we're important to not just society, but we're important to yourselves as well.
Of course,
Not
Robin.
to do with just the money. Money's never going to fix anything, mate.
No. And so we don't get money until you do, buddy. Our focus is to try and get you your justification, if you like, for what happened to you. I do apologize. It was a miscommunication. We thought we got the information back from Glasgow when we sent it to the lawyer. The lawyer looked over it, and it was only in relation to your adults or
Right,
anything to do with
okay.
you and adults. That's
Right,
all, buddy. So listen.
I'll tell you the way it works now, right, okay? So, see anything that's coming back to me, could you give me that in writing by any chance?
Yeah, I could do. I could email it to you, buddy.
Could you email that to me, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Because I need all the information for to keep my businesses right at my side, if
Okay.
you know what I mean, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. So what do you want me to do? Email you the information we've currently got back for you?
Aye, just all the information that you've got back, if you
Yeah,
don't mind.
not a problem.
That would be great.
I'll get that
And
in the
we'll
email.
be making another appointment then now, or
No, yeah. Not yet. What I'll do is I'll get myself or James to give you a call back in the next 10 days, and I'll give you a more detailed update as to when we're going to get this information from Glasgow.
So what is the information that you're looking for now? What's all the spaces
Okay,
that need to be filled?
all I need, Enzo, and all you need, sorry, is a letter documenting that you're in care. That's it. If you have that would be amazing. Whether it's a register or any sort of confirmation that you're in care, anything that says Enzo was in care here, that's all I need. Everything else I can get from your medical records, and we can then build the case.
But who would have that information?
Let me just check. So give me 2 seconds, buddy. So we believe that the care set in St Joseph's at Govan would have sat under Glasgow City Council. Now, we've done multiple searches to try and obtain whether that sits with another local authority. We've sent stuff out to North Lanarkshire, South Lanarkshire, just to try and.
Why don't you phone the Nuns of Cluny up in Ireland and ask them?
The Nuns of Cluny.
And I'll aye, the Nuns of Cluny, because that's the name of the people that was the organisation that ran it, and ask them to supply you with the information. Because see if they don't supply you that information
Yeah.
and they've actually got rid of the records as well,
Yeah,
I'm going to get the Italian consulate to deal with this as well.
yeah, okay. The Nuns of Cluny.
So basically, yous are all involved now. As soon as you've actually you're there to do a job for myself
Yeah.
because you're going to take a percentage rate. Yes.
Yes, really.
You said that you were going to phone me at 10 o'clock. Yes, that never happened, right?
Okay.
Also, you're now putting it on to another guy. So it's basically that I'm getting pushed around from pillar to post. So your best protocol now is to phone up wherever it is in Ireland and ask for Enzo Serapelia's records, because the quicker that you phone up and ask for that, you've got my full permission, of course.
Okay.
Obviously, do we need to sign the mandate?
No, you're
I mean,
absolutely with that.
they're trying to really make this difficult for us all, by the way, here.
Yeah, of
They're
course.
making it difficult for you, they're making it difficult for me, and they're making it difficult for the police. Now, I'll tell you how it works with me. I'm Italian, by the way,
Yeah, I know.
from Italian descent, by the way. We're either going to have to do it one way or else we're going to do it the other way, mate, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You
Okay.
get what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, I get you, buddy.
Aye, because this is my life that I'm talking about here, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I know. I apologize
Aye.
for the miscommunication, and so it won't happen again.
No, 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 no. I accept your apology there, right?
Yeah.
But I think you should phone Ireland up, right?
Yeah.
Phone up the Nuns of Cluny and find out if they've got any sort of records that Sylvana, my siblings, Romolo and myself went to that school.
Okay. I'm researching them as we speak. So it's the Sisters of St. Joseph of Cluny.
See if they refuse to give you that, by the way.
Yeah.
We're going to get the police to go in there. You're going to phone up the police to go in there and get the records.
Okay.
And if they fail to protect us and our duty of care with the records, by the way, let alone the actual abuse, by the way, we're going to take them to court over that. How about that?
So I've got a St. Joseph's Convent, Cluny Court.
Girvan.
204 Henrietta Street, Girvan, KA269AL. I will...
Right, sorry.
Go on, buddy.
See the school that you're fighting against, kind of thing, the one that we were in care.
Yeah.
It's called the Nuns of Cluny.
Yeah, but they go under the Saint. They go under the Sisters of Saint Joseph of Cluny. They are known as the Nuns of Cluny. So the Sisters of Saint Joseph.
Aye. Aye. They've got to get brought to justice, these people, by the way. Because the problem is with the police as well is the police go to their door so many years later and they come with the slippers on saying, I don't remember, but I do.
Okay. Yeah, and I bet you, I know you do. It's affected you every part of your life since, hasn't it, let's be honest. So,
if you could forward that address to me with an email as well,
yeah,
and I find out that they're not going to communicate, we're going to have to do it the other way, mate, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. Right, what I'll do is I'll send you the details we've got now. I'll send you the address of the St. Joseph's Convent, the telephone number as well. I'm going to send a request out to them.
I think you should phone them up,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah,
I think you should phone them up and just say, we're working on behalf of Angel Serapelia here. We're a soliciting company and we believe that the abuse went on. And he's already reported to the police as well. He was actually waiting, he's calling. He's failed to phone him back. They were going to get the bishop to phone me as well. I don't want anything to do with him, by the way. I just want to deal with it in a legal matter.
Okay. All right, let me go in there. Let me go and ring these. I'll go on. We'll speak to this. St. Joseph's
Do you want to try and phone them and then phone me back and see what they said?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Promise me that you're going to phone me back?
I'll ring you back at some point this afternoon, Enzo, myself.
Some point?
Yeah.
Right.
Give me till 3 o'clock.
Can you give me a time for that?
Give me till 3 o'clock, Enzo, and I'll get
right, 3 o'clock, okay. Right, yeah. Fair enough. Right.
Right, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Sorry about that, bye. Enzo.
What's that?
I'm sorry about all the miscommunication. And,
No. This has got to get sorted out, by the way, and because you have started dealing with us, I'm really trusting on you.
Yeah.
And if you could just let them know, by the way, that we're going to be dealing with this in a legal matter.
Yeah. Okay. Alright.
Well, you're the solicitor, aren't you?
We are, buddy. We certainly are.
Are you the solicitor?
I'm not the solicitor, no, but I work.
Who is the solicitor?
His name is Matt Bell. Matt Bell is our senior solicitor.
I think he should be made aware of all this.
Yeah, I'll speak to him. I'll go away. I'll give him a call. I'll deal with your complaint. And I'll get.
We've got to get to the bottom of all this, by the way, because they're not even in the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry. I'm going to phone the inquiry before 3 o'clock then now, and I'll have answers for you before you phone me.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Right. Okay. Because I want to see if there are any case studies been done for these people, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, if you can get
listen, they've been hiding for years, by the way. I'm going to post it all over Facebook and everything, by the way. And I'm going to sit outside the school, if need be, as well.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not frightened of these people, by the way.
No, I don't doubt that 1 minute. I don't doubt that 1 minute.
I'm fighting for justice here, mate.
Yeah. I know. Okay, let me go.
Please, right, okay, I look forward to your call later on.
I'll call you at 3. I'll set an alarm now and I'll call you at 3, yeah?
Right, okay, no bother. I'm going to phone the inquiry right now. Okay,
thanks,
right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.